WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
When an updraft begins initial development, the entire column is composed of liquid water droplets or cloud. By the time you arrive at 500 millibars, or roughly 18,000 feet, temperatures are well below freezing. In fact, it is rare to have a 500 millibar temperature above freezing. Even when the environmental temperature is below freezing, water droplets will remain supercooled until the temperature falls significantly below freezing. The sudden freezing of the top of a developing updraft is termed glaciation. Within a matter of minutes, the entire top of the storm freezes. It is fairly easy to differentiate the frozen from unfrozen cloud components. The unfrozen clouds have sharp, well-defined, crisp edges, while the frozen component appears wispy, smooth, and often brighter. The vapor pressure is lower over ice than over water, so as soon as the first ice particles form, water vapor rushes toward the ice particles and deposition occurs. This release of latent heat helps the updraft or developing thunderstorm remain warmer than the surrounding environmental air. Thunderstorm glaciation can be especially impressive if strong upper-level winds are in place. Right before your eyes, the top of the storm will flash into the freezing state, and the wind shear will blow an anvil curtain downwind from the storm. When the top of the storm flashes to the frozen state, the storm is beginning to become mature, and lightning could follow shortly. Glaciation may occur more than once in a developing updraft as the release of latent heat changes environmental temperatures and updrafts climb to higher and colder altitudes. You just never know what you might see when you watch the sky. If you have a question about weather terms, you can send them to question@weatherbrains.com.